Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.
Pause for a bit. Breathe. Cry if you must cry. Wail if you must wail. Keep going. But just be sure to shake it off. Because the truth, whatever the situation is, there will still be a tomorrow. A very good evening to you, wherever you might be listening in from. This is the Car Love Show that happens on Lagos Talks 91.3 FM, where we get to discuss everything about your vehicle. I would not like to take a lot of time. I want to give a very big shout out to Meccano Motors. But if I give my full shout out to Meccano Motors and all the winners who won last week, I'd like to introduce myself to you as I am Adisa the Enigma. I'm the voice that drops joy at the back pocket of your heart. I'll always come to you like a sound more melodious than the talking drum, that one the Yorubas call the gonga. Yes, indeed, it's another edition of your favorite car show that educates you about everything concerning your car. And I wouldn't take your time. Like I said, I would appreciate Meccano Motors 65 Adeola Odeku in Victoria Island, Lagos, for rewarding all of our ardent followers. Even some of you did not qualify to win, and they started disturbing me. Mr. Adisa, we have not seen it. We have not seen it. Meccano is Toknadu FC, and they've done it. Thank you very much, Meccano Motors. We really, really do love you, and for the very beautiful things that you do in your showroom. Do not forget to check out Meccano Motors on Instagram at Meccano Motors, no space, MIKNOMOTORS. And of course, I have engineer Increase Oluwole Oshon with me via WhatsApp. Engineer, good evening. Kaka. Engineer, can you hear us? Okay,
it's I can hear you loud.
Oh, you were muted before. Good evening, sir. They say all your internet have what happened?
It's a country where we find ourselves, and we pay for service that we don't get.
It is.
May
it
God
is,
forgive all the network providers in this country.
Amen. They know network too has joined band A, so it depends on if the network is a bandit. The network now turned bandit, you know. It is well. So, good evening to you, engineer.
Hi, greetings, sir. How are you doing
today? I'm doing great. Let's quickly do the news tonight so that we don't take time, because internet, we are not sure of what it will do. You saw the news. Don't buy cars with altered VIN, called popular called VIN. It's an offense liable to 2 million naira fine or 2 years imprisonment. The Nigerian Customs is warning you. Nigerian Customs Service Federal Operations Unit Zone B has warned against buying of cars with altered vehicle identification numbers or chassis numbers, noting that it is a punishable offense. The controller of the unit, Controller Chedi Wada, gave the warning while briefing journalists on the items seized during the period, including 12 units of smuggled used vehicles. According to him, car smugglers now alter vehicle inspection numbers of smuggled cars to evade arrest or manipulate payment of duty. Let me use this opportunity to draw the attention of the public concerning the act of altering VIN of vehicles by smugglers to evade arrest or manipulate the payment of duty. I want the concerned citizens to always examine the VIN on the windscreen and that on the chassis skeleton of the vehicle that they intend buying, because it is an offense under Section 236. B of the Nigerian Customs Service Act 2023, and the offender is liable to a fine of 2 million naira or imprisonment for a term of 2 years or both. Wada ordered the public to take advantage of 90-day window to regularize improperly imported vehicles. Engineer, what is this VIN issue? How do you know an altered VIN?
The truth is, finding an altered VIN will be a little bit difficult for us in Nigeria, because the truth is, we don't pay all the attention to all the things you are meant to know. Nigerian Customs that is talking today, how many times have they taken their time to talk about this, to call the attention of the citizen of this country, to tell them that, okay, if you are buying a car with an altered VIN number, you should know. if we are not the people that talk about it, by finding out with our own intelligence, do you get how will people know? If they say there's a car that's been altered, the VIN number, and there's vehicles, who are the people doing it? Is it not the Nigerian customs? So if they now come out boldly to say now that 2 years or 2 years imprisonment or 2 million naira, what are they doing to correct this to the citizen of the country? The truth is, we already have a bend system, and it's only God that can get it fixed. So if God fix it, I can tell you secretly how to understand a touch VIN number, but not on the national radio. Do you understand?
Yeah. Okay. Let's.
The custom need to do their work.
Okay. You know the popular adage that they say that the Bible adage that says that 10 people that Jesus favored, only one came back to say thank you. We got a message on our WhatsApp. Big thanks to Mecano Motors, Lagos, and Lagos Talks 91.3 FM, Mr. Adisa, and the entire crew and engineer. Increase. I received the sum of 10,000 naira reward. God bless you all. God bless Mecano Motors. Olaolu from Igondo. Thank you very much, Olaolu. You remind me of that song we used to sing in Celestia. Thank you very much, Olaolu. Maybe when next we get something, we definitely would, of course, put Olaolu first. Thank you, Olaolu. And all the people who also won, we appreciate it. That reminds me, a particular winner won on Valentine's Day and Mecano Motors, Elvis in Ziako Wanko, and he's been complaining that they've not reached out to him, but he hasn't also reached out either. So he said he rescheduled his dates to come to the luxurious restaurant at the office of Mecano 65 Adeola Odeku, but he didn't come. But just reach out again to the Car Love Show or Lagos Talks Elvis, and then drop your number. They are wanting to reach out to you. So quickly, let's get to the other news. Thank you, Olaolu, the winner of the Mecano Moto, one of the winners of the Mecano Moto Prize. Mecano rewarded about six people with 10,000 naira each. Third Mainland Bridge fully reopened. Third Mainland Bridge has been, I think we should say yay to that. Third Mainland Bridge has been reopened after being closed for comprehensive repair works with lane markings, new street lights, and CCTV installed. The Lagos State Commissioner for Transportation, Oluwaseun Oshiemi, who confirmed the reopening, said in a statement, "Dear Lagos residents, we are pleased to share that the Third Mainland will resume full operations on April 4th, 2024. Following extensive repairs, we sincerely thank you for your patience and cooperation, and we look forward to even smoother travels ahead." Engineer.
I'll commend the state government, the federal government, for everything they've put together to reopen Third Mainland Bridge. It's an excellent one, and I pray they continue with this and we continue to see the good work that they are doing. We want to commend them for a great job that they've done. We say thank you for easing the road for we Nigerians so that we can cross at any beautiful time. Well, now I only saw the picture, but I've not driven on the bridge. But thank you anyway. They've done the best.
Okay. So we just appreciated all our Mecano for you on radio right now. So engineer, let's talk about the topic tonight. We are talking about the causes of shaking engine and oil leakage generally. That's what we're discussing tonight. Let me quickly say again that this show is proudly in love with Mecano Motors, the only automobile company with one of the strongest customer centric service in Nigeria. They are the one of the strong dealers of Shangan, authorized dealer of Shangan Motors. You see on our Instagram page that there's the ZNA truck that the Mecano Motors have, and there's the Maxus brand which they also have. Every time you hear from Mecano Motors, it's about class, it's about delivery, it's about quality, they are always very concerned about quality. And if you buy vehicles from them, you can see the success story. People buy Shangan, and you see the success of Shangan everywhere. They are buying not because it is the Shangan brand, they are buying because Meccano has a name to be trusted. If you call them, you can always get book a test drive at their company, and they are very customer centric to want to help you. You can call them on 080-0765-4321. Again, 080-0765-4321. That's the number of Meccano Motor. Engineer, there's a noise in your background. We don't know if... okay, that's steadied. So let's quickly say that you can follow us live on... Engineer, I don't know if you can't be live on socials now because of your WhatsApp call.
Let's just try it. Let's see.
Okay, so we would be quickly going into this tonight. So if you're listening in anywhere you're listening in from, and you have any issue with your vehicle, we've already gotten into the Ask the Mechanic segment, where you can ask our expert Engineer Increase about whatever is wrong with your vehicle. But we will quickly go for a very short break. Don't go anywhere. We will be back, but we're live on Instagram at The Car Love Show. We'll be back in a bit. Thank you. Okay, we live like we never left. And Engineer Increase is there with us. And like I said, if you have any issue with your vehicle, please do not hesitate to call us tonight. Some people are saying that we have not seen you live on Instagram. Or what are you wearing today? Okay, you will see me. Okay, we are live on Instagram now. So go on The Car Love Show and see us on Instagram. And of course, we just posted some videos on our YouTube channel today, this evening. The Car Love Show on YouTube. I'm wearing one very fine damask, so, and my glasses tonight. So go and see us on The Car Love Show. Don't just watch, follow us and follow Meccano Motors. And Engineer Increase is radio_mechanic88. Engineer Taufik is supposed to join us, but we are hopeful that he will join us. If you have any issues with your vehicle while we discuss the topic tonight, please call us so that we can help you fix your vehicles, not when we are leaving the studio. Please, it's very, very important. And don't forget, we are live on Instagram at The Car Love Show. No space. The Car Love Show. TheCarLoveShow. 0809-234-5913 is the number to... call us. You can't call the WhatsApp line because Engineer Chris is on that line. 0209-234-5913. 0201515013. They won't let us do our show. They have started calling already. Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. Your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, my name is...
Your name is what?
Ken.
Okay, from Yanokpaja. Okay. Welcome, Ken. Yeah.
Yes, I bought this 2010 Camry. I discovered that when I start in the morning,
yeah,
to engage the gear, after I salary, it doesn't respond immediately. It doesn't, the gear does not change as normal. So if I allow it to warm for a very long time, I can drive normal.
Okay. Engineer, did you get that?
Yeah, he said he drove a Toyota Camry 2003 model.
2010.
And yeah, I think that was what I heard.
Hello.
2010 Toyota Camry.
Yeah, Ken.
Did we engage the gear in the morning?
Yes,
I've heard him.
Okay. Please continue, Engineer.
Okay, you should go. Okay, if you drive a Corolla Camry 2010 and there's a delay in your gearbox, our advice professionally that get the car diagnosed before we do an offline diagnosis. Because right now, we don't know when the last to change your transmission fluid. We don't know when your transmission filter gets stuck. We don't know when your solenoids are get stuck. So if we now tell you that the best you could do is just go and do this, it's not going to be... well, but our advice professionally that get the car diagnosed, if they diagnose the car, so they can do calibration for it, so it will be easier for all of us to have an understanding of what is actually wrong with it.
Okay. Ken, did you get that?
Thank you. I got it.
All right then, thank you very much. Shout out to Equemen, who joined us live on Instagram. My friend there is joined us live on Instagram. Ilako Eric, thank you. I'm Ilako Eric. Eric was part of the winners last week. Mike's Love Global, join us live on Instagram. Yidzi underscore Zax, thank you. We'll see you. Welcome.
We'll never take 10% from Ilalok area.
I be, but India always they join. India always they join us every week. Thank you very much. Please, for all of you who want to diagnose your vehicle, of course, engineer, we can meet with engineer this Saturday. So just send a message for the makeshift workshop. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Hakim.
Akin.
I'm calling from Egbeda.
Akin from Egbeda. Welcome to the Car Love Show, supported by Meccano Motors. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
All right.
I drive a Toyota Sienna.
Okay.
2012 model.
2012 model.
So for quite some time now, I've been having cuts in my fan belt.
Oh, your fan belt cuts.
I've been up to 10 times now.
Wow.
It got to a station where I'm driving, I always keep the spare one in my car in case I have a cut.
Wow.
I took it to my mechanic. He advised that maybe I'm buying a brand new, I should choose Tacoma. So he bought a Tacoma for me. But I discovered that that one got cut again. So I said, let me inform you, what can I do to stop
this
cost of
funding?
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Aki, how are you doing?
Thank you. Fine, thank you.
Okay, this is it. You drive a Toyota Sienna 2007. That's the second generation of
2007. Is that 2007, Mr. Aki?
Hello?
Is it 2007, your Toyota Sienna?
Yeah, 2007 Toyota Sienna.
Okay.
I heard 2007 Toyota Sienna, I heard him clearly.
Okay.
This is it. That car has about three different rollers and it has one belt adjuster. The engine is 3.3. Once you open the engine, you see it on the engine, 3.3 liter engine. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay, this is it. They need to change all the rollers in that car, one. And they need to check your belt adjuster, two. If they have changed your compressor before, the pulley of that compressor that was changed or the one that they place will now be your major problem. But I'm not saying that is a problem. So what you need to do now is to make sure they check all the rollers one after the other, check the compressor roller, and check the belt adjuster. If the belt adjuster rollers are bad, all you need to do, you are not changing the entire roller adjuster. They'll disengage the adjuster, buy two new rollers, and fix it back, and get a good tensioner. That is what they will do. It's not by buying belts. Even if you buy 1,000 belts, they'll keep cutting. But something is not aligned when the engine is running. That is why the belt is either touching the engine cover or one of your rollers is bad.
Okay. Actually, they changed my compressor before.
Oh.
Okay. The compressor that comes with your car is 6 PK compressor that comes with your car. I don't know, maybe they've changed it to 7 PK or 5 PK or 4 PK. You need to ask them which one did they change it to. But let your technician check the rollers. If the engine is running, they can see the roller that is wobbly. Those rollers have bearing. If those bearings are bad, they damage belt as fast as possible. So they need to check those rollers one after the other. They will remove them, check them one after the other.
Okay.
All right then.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, sir.
Okay. So, engineer, let's quickly shout out to my brother who joined Godson underscore XXL. Okay. Let's talk about, while we wait for the callers to call, let's talk about a dry piston. You know, while researching for this topic, the callers will not let us tonight, but we are here because of them anyways. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, good evening.
Hello.
Yeah, good evening.
Hello, good evening. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Your name and where you're calling from?
Okay. My name is Femi. I'm calling from the island.
Your name is Femi. You're calling from the island?
Yes.
Is okay. that Femi Otedola?
Is that Femi Otedola?
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Car Love Show, supported by Meccano
Motors.
So I just tuned in.
Also, time of listening to the show.
No. I do.
Shout out to you, anyways.
Just
Okay.
So I have Infiniti X45.
Infiniti X45. X35. Okay.
35. Sorry.
Okay.
FX35.
FX35.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, I had a small issue with the power steering hose.
The power steering hose.
Apparently, there's a small cut along the power steering hose.
All right.
And most times, the power steering oil do leak from time to time.
Okay.
So, I gave the car to a mechanic to check. He said, don't worry, we'll remove the holes and do this, remove this one. I said, how quick can this be done? I hope it won't cause any issue. He said, yeah, I thought that everything is fine, this. I gave him the first day. It took him 3 days to remove the power steering hose.
Mm-hmm.
After he took it to the market, came back, I think he bought the difference. He said one guy assured him that this phone will work with it. The G40, mm-hmm. this will work with it. That is very easy. I screamed at first. And he kept me on the assurance that it will work. He has done it before. In the process of fixing the pipe for the steering hose, he damaged the rack.
Wow.
I gave him money to buy the rack. He bought another rack for me, just for that G40 something. I screamed again. But this time I was rolling on the floor. Yeah, it killed me. But I just got the vehicle. So, I said, okay, leave me, let him finish. So, he did it. And since then, I mean, anyone found everywhere I go with the car.
Okay.
There's an air leakage somewhere.
Okay.
I just told him, just go and park the car. I don't even know what I'm going to do. It's like, in fact, in my own car, I'm even driving now. I'm taking it every day.
Okay.
I don't know what to do. I don't even know where to take the car to.
Okay. Engineer, he's talking about, I think it's power steering, whatever. Do you think it should go to the mission?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? I can hear you.
Okay, you see, FX35 is an Nissan product.
Yes,
and the 35, V6 or V8?
It's V6, 3.2.
Okay. If I am him, I would advise you change your power steering pump and your steering rack and buy the direct hose to install back. Because the minute you disengage the hose that come with FX35, we have a clearance in it, and that clearance actually does not augur well if you do not get the direct hose. So what happened to it is they have cut and joined to fix the one that is there. So right now the pressure that is coming from the steering rack is more than the pressure that is on the power steering pump. That's why you'll be hearing the noise that you're doing whenever you're going. Do you understand? You'll be hearing that warning sound anytime you're going. If you stop, it will stop. If the engine is steaming, it will continue. That's where you see where the challenge is. So right now, before they check, they have to re-bleed. There's a 22 millimeter boot under that steering rack. They have to unloose that boot, suspend that car up, get enough power steering oil. If there is particles inside the old power steering pump, they'll remove the cup, they'll wash the cup, they'll put new oil, they'll start the car. The oil will be flushing out the dirt that is there, so they'll now couple it back. If you did not stop, then you have to buy another steering rack, another power steering pump, and complete hose to install back on that car.
Okay, you know what? I need the address.
Okay, can you Mr. Femi, I will send you so we can book in for this Saturday so you can meet us this Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. So you get a WhatsApp number to send a message to. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. For those of you like Mr. Femi who wants to be at the makeshift workshop so this Saturday, please, please, just take this number down. Don't call it. Send a WhatsApp message that I would like to be at your makeshift workshop on Saturday. It's in the morning. So bookings are done by max today to Friday. The number is 00-944-96086. Again, 00-944-96086. That same number is pinned on our Instagram live. If you go there, you would find it. 00-944-96086. Somebody will respond to you and take your bookings and we'll meet on Saturday morning. Hello. Yeah, good evening, my brother. Your name and where you're calling from, Car Love Show, sponsored by Meccano Motor.
Okay, my name is IK. Yeah,
IK from VI, okay.
Yes, boss.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just I drive a Corolla 2013.
Corolla 2013, okay.
No, 2013.
Okay.
So they changed the hub.
Okay.
You know, actually I was in for bushing. So eventually they ended up. Yeah. Okay, I can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you. Go on.
Okay. So they changed the bushing.
Okay.
So in the process, they now said, okay, can we change both your hubs? Where? So I'm like, okay, let's change it. So they changed the hubs.
Mm-hmm.
When they changed it, since Friday that they changed it, my car has become a different car. Like, the performance improved drastically, the engine, everything. So I'm wondering, changing a hub, does it actually improve the performance of the vehicle? Like,
so what? Sorry, IK. When you say the improvement in performance, what exactly in the feel? Is it that it revs higher, you know, and all that? What exactly is it?
It drives better, the handling, you know, the movement, everything about the car just changed. Oh. Even the form.
Okay, can I ask a question, IK?
IK, he wants to ask you a question.
Yeah.
IK, can you hear me?
Yes, boss.
Okay, what? I want you to narrate the story. What really happened to the vehicle before you took it to the mechanic?
Okay, it had an issue with the bushing. So we
okay, the camber bushing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Exactly.
Okay.
So when we went in for the bushing, then I said, okay, they'd like to change the
hub.
So I just said, okay, if you want to change it, let's change it. So they just changed it and performance of the car just improved. Like,
this is the logic. Did they change the complete hub or they change the bearing?
They changed the complete hub and they put it.
Okay,
one.
This is what we'll do, right? To save ourselves stress, let's rewind what they've done. Do you have the hub that was changed?
I think they kept the hub because I don't really need it.
Okay, get the hub back to the vehicle and let's see. This is what happened. If they change the hub that is not working perfectly, sincerely, your drivability will be disturbed because your car is a front wheel drive and the hub is a power pulley to the driving sensor in front. So if anything have distorted the hub that is pulling when the engine is driving, it will affect your performance, it will affect your steering, you will experience wobbling when you're driving. But get those ones, they'll return back the hub, the old one, and now drive the car and see. So that means, were you hearing
engineer, can you hear me? It says that the car is driving better. It doesn't have an issue with the car. It's just asking that changing of the hub, does it enhance or improve performance? Because he has started experiencing improvement of performance. Got on, Sonia?
Yeah, this is the thing. If your hub is making a wobbing sound woo, 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 when you're driving, your drivability will be uncomfortable. When you get a sound hub and install back on that car, there won't be noise and the car will increase performance because it's a front-wheel drive.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. All right, then. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Ike, are you following us on Instagram?
Yes, of course. I am.
All right, then. Yeah. So, Bola _ Israel Babatunde say thanks to the Car Love Show and Meccano Motors for my prize last week. I appreciate. Thank you, Bola. Bola, are you following us on Instagram? Please follow us. And
I have a question here.
Okay.
From Lokoro.
Okay.
Giants. What is the cause of a cranking sequence when you start a Sienna 2005?
Okay.
The only thing that could cause that noise in the morning is your crank.
I have a question here to Kogi First Son on our Instagram page at the Car Love Show. Says that, can a bad O2 sensor cause an engine to misfire? I drive it to Toyota Corolla 2004.
Very well.
Uh-huh.
Oxygen sensor is a regulating emission system of every automobile. Mm. And once it's been tampered or is faulty, fuel consumption will increase.
Mm.
Performance will be distorted and the engine will be vibrating.
Mm. Okay. There's one question that I have. This person asked, and I was going to ask specifically, says that what could be the issue if my car doesn't rev down? They've tried to work on it over and again, and I'm tired. It doesn't rev down, meaning it could rev delay. That was what how the person put it. To ask
what kind of car is that? It won't rev more than 3,000 RPM.
It's an old Nissan. Is it an old Nissan?
Old Nissan, what year?
It should be the 2002 or thereabouts.
Sir. Our technology behind here. Want to enter the 22 years?
Well,
there's always a solution. I keep saying it. There's always a solution, and the solution is that car still have acceleration pedal. If the acceleration pedal is bad, if they accelerate it to from now to Jesus retire, it won't go more than 3,000 RPM.
Mm.
So they have to check the acceleration. They have to check the acceleration sensor to see if it's bad. Let them remove it. If it's not bad, let them use injector cleaner to clean it.
Oh, okay. So you think that there's nothing they can do to it?
That's what I'm saying. I said they should check the acceleration sensor on the injector mount. If it's bad, they should replace it. If it's not bad, they should use injector cleaner to clean it and replace it back.
Okay. All right. Yes. So, I was checking if it's in Nissan GTR, Sentra, Altima, Rogue, but I think I don't know which of the Nissan it is, but I know it's a very, very old Nissan. But,
you can just send us the chassis number, then the chassis will make us know what kind of car it is.
Okay. Thank you, Ndi Johnson, who joined us live on Instagram. Don't just join us live on Instagram. Follow our Instagram page. It's not just come and then run away. So for information for you. And of course, on our YouTube channel, we always say that you should subscribe to the YouTube channel. It won't cost you anything. Go to YouTube, type the Car Love Show, press subscribe, and then press push for notifications. It will be helpful to you. Do not forget that this show is supported by Meccano Motors, your most trusted automobile dealership in Nigeria. Very customer centric, and their office is at 65 Adeola Odeku in Victoria Island. Meccano Motors, you know, on that Adeola Odeku Road, you would have seen the very big office of Meccano Motors, where they are the makers of they are dealers with Shangan, the ZNE, and then the Maxus trucks. So please do follow Meccano Motors on Instagram at Meccano Motors. So Engineer Increase, let's get back to our topic for tonight while we wait for our callers. So I'd like you to tell us about a dry piston and how a low quality engine oil with low viscosity will cause an engine vibration.
Engine oil is the blood of the engine. You know, I've done this analysis before.
Yes.
I said the manufacturer that manufactures a car,
mm-hmm.
look at human structure to manufacture the car.
Mm.
Good. And we all have blood in our system. And if the blood is not enough, we'll shut down. And if the oil in the engine of the car is not enough, what happened to the car? The engine will shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're using a low viscosity oil to power a high-end engine, that engine, you damage that engine automatically because the oil pump will be giving a wrong signal to the performance of the vehicle.
Mm.
If the oil pump is meant to pump on 1,000 PSI per minute, it will be pumping like 300 to 400 PSI per minute.
Mm.
That's below what it's meant to pump.
Mm.
And if there's no enough oil circulation in the vehicle, it will affect the crankshaft of that car. And once it affects the crankshaft of the vehicle, it will tell you the engine is not. That is the first experience you will get. Metal will get hooked, connecting rod will get bent, and you'll be thinking of getting another engine.
Okay.
So instead of doing that, you need to use the specific oil for your car.
Ndi Johnson says on our Instagram Live, I am your follower on all social media. I don't know, do you follow us on YouTube? Because I'm more concerned about YouTube and possibly Facebook maybe. I don't know. If you follow us on YouTube, you could signify that you follow us. If you'd like to meet with Engineer Increase on Saturday, I think we do have somebody who wants to see Engineer on Saturday already. I think that should be Mr. Femi. Do not forget to send a WhatsApp message to this number, 080-944-96086. It comes at a cost. You just do your bookings and we'll be willing to meet with you on Saturday to diagnose and then counsel you as to what exactly the real issue is and give you full details, you know, with a professional eye from Engineer Increase. So the address will be sent, but just send a WhatsApp message that I would like to book in for Saturday morning by 12 in the midnight. The booking should be over so for Friday. So just do your best to send the WhatsApp message now to 080-944-96086. Yes, so back to Engineer Increase. Before I go back to Engineer Increase, if you work in an organization that the run or import or sell car lubricants, you work in an organization that they do car insurance, you work in an organization that they're trying to do e-hailing, you know, like the Uber, Bolt, and all of those things that are trying to launch a new one into the market space, car financing, car part selling websites, car tire brands, you know, the sellers too, you know, car battery brands, and then, like I said, car part selling websites. We will be willing to help you advertise on this show because guess what? We have over 10 million listeners on Lagos Talks 91.3 FM, and I can tell you for free, 10 million listeners on this show. Where would you rather be? All of these listeners are elite listeners who can afford your product. They just need to hear you on this platform and they can trust to buy from you. So let's get back to the discourse about what we're discussing tonight. If you're just joining in, this is the Car Love Show, where we discuss everything about your vehicle. And if you have any issue with your vehicle that you're discussing with your mechanic and you're not too certain about, please do reach out to us tonight on the numbers, and then we'll be willing to take your questions and then answer them, you know, professionally. 009-234-5913. That's the number to call. 009-234-5913. Marvin, one way, say, did you win last week? Because the people who are always here, Marvin, Elvis, should win something. Hello, good evening. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
The Car Love Show, supported by Meccano Motors.
Yeah, name Kola Ole, the Enigma.
Yeah, it's not Kola Ole, it's at the side the Enigma.
Yes, at the side the Enigma.
Yeah, my brother, how are you doing?
Yes, I'm good. Engineer Increase, I greet you, sir.
Sir, I greet you righteously. How are you doing, Baba?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Okwe. I'm calling from Aja.
Okwe from Aja. I've heard this Okwe's voice before. Okwe,
are you serious?
Okwe Tunde, ni mo ma Aja ni bi gogo.
Where are you? Yeah. So what's up with your vehicle, Okwe?
Okay, yeah, I'm driving a 2003 Camry.
2003 Camry, okay.
Yes. And I recently had my gear changed.
Okay.
But what I'm noticing now is when I'm driving the car and I'm trying to accelerate, I hear this singular knocking sound under the car.
Okay.
And then that happens virtually every time.
Oh.
And then also when I'm, you know, increasing my speed, there's always this 1 second where I feel like I just applied my handbrake immediately. And where the car just almost stops, I have like this pullback feeling. And after that 1 second, it clears out. So when I asked the guy that changed the gear for me, he said, as for that knocking sound, that it's my shaft cup. If I change my shaft cup, that one will go. And then as for the pullback feeling that I get, that it's probably because it's a new, you know, gear that I just fixed in, that if I drive it for a while, that one will ease itself out. So I just want to find out, you know, how true that is.
Engineer.
Okay. The mechanic is talking about the inner cup, right?
Yes, the shaft inner cup, yes.
Okay, yes, this is what we'll do. If you can just get someone to do this experiment for you in the morning tomorrow, or when you are at work, once they start the car, right, you press down the brake, you won't remove your leg from the brake pedal, right?
Okay.
They'll put it on reverse. If you hear that cup noise, and you put it on drive, you hear the noise again, you do it again, you check the noise. They are checking two things for you, the inner cup and the engine sitting, right? If your engine sitting is bad, you experience once you put it on gear, you hear cope and it will go off. And anytime you are changing it to either reverse or drive, you'll be hearing that noise. Right?
Okay. Good. So here's the thing, sir.
Yeah.
When I called somebody, because I'm very far from the guy that did the gear, so I just found the mechanic close to me.
Okay.
When he checked it, he told me that the cup is fine. But he pointed out my passenger side engine mount. It needs to be changed.
Correct.
I changed that. And he also pointed out the lower arm bushing of that same particular side. And I changed that as well.
Okay. Have you changed the engine mounting?
Yes, I changed that.
The new one or Tokumbo?
Tokumbo.
I would advise you get original one that is new one. Because the Tokumbo, you see that they will sell to you in any market in Lagos. If you did not remove it from the car that come from abroad. Eh? With no apologies to it. I've been a victim for over 10 years. So I resort to be buying brand new engine mount.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah. What about the other one?
The inner cup.
The almost like this. Yeah, the pullback feeling.
That's what I'm saying. This is it. See, if your inner cup is bad, it will be very obvious that you have a clearance. And at times, the inner cup might not be bad. They might just remove the clip, get a new clip, and add more grease inside. He has a spicer. What is called spicer is the triangle bearing that is inside that inner cup. Do you get? So if there's lack of grease, you will experience that noise. So they can open it, get grease, add more grease, couple it back, and put a new clip to tighten it firm.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. You're welcome, sir. Because changing parts in Nigeria must come with suru. With suru.
Yeah.
Because if money don't come off for your hand, my brother, money
so
now
you know. All right, then. Thank you very much. Okay, 0092345913. 0092345913. 0201515 0913 0201515 0913 0201515 1913. And if you would like to be at the makeshift workshop on Saturday, please send a WhatsApp message now that I would like to be at your makeshift workshop to see engineer increase. It comes at a cost, so you do your bookings today on 0094496086. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, sir. Your name and where you're calling from? The Car Love Show, supported
by
Mika
Nomot. My name is Owolabi.
Owolabi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Redemption Camp.
Owolabi from Redemption Camp. Ah,
Engbo, I'm hello. Wow. Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you, Owolabi. I said you hear us from Redemption Camp. Oh, okay. You could call us back, Owolabi. 0092345913. 0092345913. I'm wondering how he hears us from Redemption Camp, but it is well. Dai Olowo just joined us live on Instagram. Thank you. Manager_Ranky17. When you join us, please follow the page on Instagram. And of course, subscribe to the YouTube channel, The Car Love Show. Engineer Increase is also live at Radio_Mechanic88. Marvin One Way Say is on our Instagram. He says, yes, I'm here, guys. Well done. I won for the first time on a radio show. thank you guys. Thanks to Meccano Motors for giving our ardent listeners, you know, the likes of Ilako Eric, Marvin Wan, we say they always join our Instagram live and they are always supporting the show. And I don't know.
That is a reward of dedication.
Yeah, so that's the reward of dedication, you know. And I have to say that those guys, even though they came late or something, they must get something because they are always on the Instagram live. Eric and Marvin Wan, we say. And I think there are a couple of them also. But thank you guys for always supporting the Car Love Show brand and Engineering Chris on the show. 009-234-5913. Like I said, do not forget, if you want to advertise on this show, we have about 10 million listeners listening to you. This is the only car show that has the right spending audience. You know, if you have work in a firm that they do car lubricants, they want to sell car insurance, car financing, car part selling websites, car apps, you know, car tire brands, car battery brands, car selling website, and all of that, please reach out to us also on that same number, 009-944-96086. You could follow us on Instagram and then you see us live with that same number on there. So if your engine oil filter gets clogged, engineer, it can cause a car to shake. So the filter, of course, prevents dirt from entering the engine with oil. However, engineer, what things do you think can drivers avoid to not getting their oil filters clogged? I'm just thinking.
This is it. A couple of times we've talked about mineral oil.
Yes.
Majority of our drivers in Nigeria use mineral oil for their cars.
Well, how do they know the one that is not mineral oil?
It's written on it. To any oil that is 20W50.
Mm.
20W50 is a mineral oil.
Okay.
Anywhere, any day, anytime. 20W50 is a mineral oil.
Okay.
5W20, 5W30 is not a mineral oil. So we need to pay attention to the kind of oil we are buying.
Mm.
Synthetic oil has their specification. Mineral oil has...
Oh.
Must follow the rules and... That will help us prepare whatsoever we are doing to the next phase.
Okay.
And if you're using mineral oil continuously, my brother, my sister, if your engine lifespan is 50 years, you have reduced it automatically to 20 years.
But engineer, what if that's the specification of the vehicle?
No manufacturer will give you a specification of mineral oil.
Okay.
No manufacturer will give you, a mineral oil.
Mm. Okay.
They will only tell you to use full
synthetic
oil.
Okay.
Yes.
But why do we have the 5W20 or V20W50? What did you call yourself in the market?
20W50.
Mm-hmm.
The people selling do not know the difference between the synthetic oil and the mineral oil.
Mm.
That is it. They don't know. If they know the difference between two of them, they will understand that, yes, it's not meant to be in the market. There are some engines that are high mileage cars. Do you understand?
Yeah.
The cars have done almost 300, 400. So these cars, you can use semi-blended, not even synthetic oil.
Aha.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Aha.
So Dayo is asking on Instagram Live that, so why do we now have those oil flooded in the Nigerian market, sir?
Because the people selling do not have this. They don't have the idea. They don't know what they are selling.
No. I beg to disagree. I think the people that are buying also do not even know what their car should require. And that is what we should start advocating on this show, that this is the type of oil that you should buy. If you have already started using the 20W50, but you can't drop oil in here, and then they should start with the specification that you might give for advice as to how it benefits their car engines.
Mm. My brother, they will tell you, say, money no day.
My dear, they are on while a day.
They will tell you, money no day.
Okay.
That's what they'll tell you.
Okay. We God will provide. The economy, they said that they have, all of us are under band A, and they, whether they like it or not, you'll be deceiving yourself. We are now, we bought a what in my house that for 20 units now, it's now, they said there is a 6 units that we have bought, Okunyokolo. That reminds me, something new is coming for you fans of the Car Love Show. So if you have a vehicle that you want to sell, and you know, there's engineer Cookman Engineering Chris on the show. If you know that the vehicle is good enough and is worthy, and you really want to sell it or you want to sell your vehicle, please, you could reach out to that same number 00944960 86. We are just creating a new part of the show called the Car Love Show Listings, where we will be listing vehicles, you know, on the show. So people who want to buy, we would announce to them, and we will discuss as to how they can check it, and you guys can meet and, you know, can sell. But of course, all the details will be found out. Anire rule you, you know, that they're like this.
I mean,
so we not go buy thief property, but of course, we would do our due diligence and all of that. But we can only just do our best, because a lot of people send me these messages that, please, I want to sell my vehicles. How do we, can you help us? So on the listing, you can send, and then we'll be able to help.
This is
you.
Anybody that wants to sell their car,
yes, sir,
should be sell the way it is, and sell it the way it is. Why you are not doing any repair, you are not changing anything. I am selling my car the way it is.
Why,
so,
sir?
If you have 10 bidders, this is it. See, the minute you encourage them to bring their vehicles,
yes, sir.
Different buyers, different thinking, different exposure. Some are keen about interior. Some are keen about body. Exterior. Some are keen about engine. Transmission. Some are keen about engines. So if the owner is selling the car the way it is, we tell them that he's selling the way the car it is, at this amount of money. You can invest your money to fix it.
Yeah. So, go see bad way.
Do you understand? Go see bad way. The motor is very clean. At the end of the day, you get to where the motor is not clean. You say, engineer increase at the salute.
We didn't push
every
you.
Every car that come on our board will be sell the way it is.
Thank you very much, sir. So, why do we have, we've taken Diolo on Instagram, and Ilako Eric says, thanks again for the prize I won last week. Oh, God bless Car Love Show, Engineering Chris and Meccano family. Thank you very much. Meccano Motors, we should appreciate the most. And you people do not thank Mr. Freaky, that freaked everybody's account, but of course, it's Meccano Motors that is doing bebe. So, if my car is shaking due to vibration of steering wheel, what could be the cause, sir?
If my car is shaking due to the cause of steering wheel, that car is out of alignment.
Okay.
Yes, when a car is out of alignment, you experience a wobble on the road. When you leave your steering, either go to the north or you go to the south. So, or if you have a swollen tire, majority of the tires you buy in the market today are refurbished tire. I bought 4 brand new tires for Toyota Land Cruiser. And I specifically told the person that is selling the tire, I said, if you give me a tire that wobble in 4 weeks because of the weight of the car, I swear with my life, I'll tell the whole world about your shop, tell where your shop is. And you know the 4 tire that he brought? He retrieved them back.
Wow. You could have told them that he's on radio so that we help him announce his shop to everybody. Yeah, that is a fake seller.
I said, you know, we are airing program in different station, Abi. Lagos Talk FM would announce, I'll mention where your shop is, I'll mention your name, I'll your location. And whenever I'm talking, I'll be mentioning your name that nobody should come and buy tire. So he retrieved the 4 tires and take them back inside. And he brought another 4 tires with no name. He said, engineer, this will serve you for 4 years.
I think we would want to talk about this tire thing and how to I think they know that people don't have a lot of money, so they use take that advantage to give them what is cheap and is fake at the same time when it comes to these tire issues.
My brother, there are some places that we won't mention them, we'll talk behind the mic. Me and you will go for secret investigation. Do you understand? I'll show you what they are doing to tires in those places.
Wow.
I'm trying to work with the Nigerian police, Kolongbawa, do you understand? So that they will dress in mufti, we'll go there, they will see, then we'll leave them and let the legal aspect of it take over.
Now, we are even thinking of bringing Dr. Gani at, she's the one of the top bosses at the Standard Organizations of Nigeria, Organization of Nigeria. So she can tell us standards about tires. I think I met her at a Michelin's event. You know, we'll talk about it and all of that. But, you know, God should just help us. Abule Shoro, yes, joined us live on Instagram. Thank you for joining us live on Instagram. And of course, do not forget, we are also on Facebook at The Car Love Show and YouTube. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. As you see, listen now, go watch the videos that we have there. They are quite helpful. And of course, on Twitter, there's something we've started now called Unsolicited Car Advice. It's just the engineer is always very busy. We would have said we should do another version of the show, maybe on Sunday evenings or Saturday evenings, but we'll find a way around it so that we don't overstretch engineer. But we would like to do some Twitter spaces. Go to our Twitter page. We drop at least tips and repair Mondays. Everything you never ever thought about. Our short informations on our tips and repair Mondays. Go there if you use Twitter. Even if you don't use your Twitter and you have the Twitter page, just follow The Car Love Show. No space. And then you see the very helpful messages that we have there. Please do follow us. Maybe there will be a prize waiting for you. So what could be the issue if my car doesn't rev well? I think we've said, Itegete says that what is your YouTube handle? It's The Car Love Show. Just go there, The Car Love Show. You'd have seen it, The Car Love Show. You'd have found it. Or you could click the bio on the link in the bio of our Instagram page on The Car Love Show. Just click the link. It will take you to the YouTube and you can find it. Fit_Kels, thank you. Thank you for following. I like you. Thank you. I appreciate you. Just, Itegete, thank you for joining on YouTube. So, engineer, what could happen if one keeps driving with a shaking engine? Shall I manage it?
A shaking engine might come with different kind of thing. Mm-hmm. One, your injector mount might be cluttered, your air filter might be cluttered. Two, your coil might not be working and your check light will be blinking on the dashboard. Or three, your nozzle is not spraying what is meant to spray for a spark on the face of a cylinder. The more you drive a shaking engine without checking, you are digging more holes in your pocket. At every given time you experience shaking in your car, the first call of duty is check your injector mount. And if your injector mount is cluttered, get injector cleaner to clean it. Don't open the flapper tongue that is in there. Disengage it, clean it from rear and clean it from front. Don't open the tongue. If you open it, what you'll get, your acceleration will go to 2000 RPM and it will remain there. Without a diagnosis machine to correct it, it will remain on 2000 RPM. It's Jesus' story. So if you are checking that, first call of duty, check your injector mount, clean it and replace it. And see, if the shaking continues, then you now move to ignition coil or spark plug or nozzle. If that does not come on, check your engine mounting. If any of your engine mounting is bad, as you are driving, in slow, you'll be hearing vibration. You are driving, you'll be hearing vibration.
The car is shaking and they still want to quickly go to Ibadan by 7 and come back to Lagos by 7:30.
At the start, now Nigeria we did. Everybody won. There's always a quick something, and I don't know how that quick something is always been with them. There's always been a problem. I have more than 10 cars that we tow off from the road from Lagos to Ibadan. We use a big towing van to connect 10 vehicles and tow them down to Lagos. One trailer tow the whole 10 of them. What happened? I want to quickly get here. This one happened. I want to quickly get here. This one happened. And I have talked to these people for the last 3 months. Prepare to change your fuel pump. It will shut you down the road. Prepare to change your this one. It will shock you on the road. Prepare to change your this. Because for us, what we do at the side is we prepare your mind
exactly for
this repair that you need to do for your car.
Mm.
You understand? The Corolla that we adopted, you remember the black Corolla?
Yeah.
The box is working perfectly.
Oh, I was going to say, is that not Mr. Bimbola or something? Yeah, I remember yes, that. Yeah, he came to the work, makeshift workshop.
Extremely well.
Oh.
Perfectly. And there are two options. You either fix it or you buy another gear. At the time we check, we realized that the gearbox can be fixed. And it was fixed and it was working excellent.
You know, when he came to the makeshift workshop that day, I was thinking that, would they be able to fix that? You know, he said he packed it. When he came to the workshop, he said that he packed it for a very long time and he doesn't know if he...
The car was actually parked for a long time because rat has become the 15th house in that car.
In that car.
So there's a lot of electric work that went on it.
Okay.
We disengage the gearbox, we pieces it, we couple it back, get the complete bar body, install it, get the mechanical part that was bad, remove the inner shaft for it, replace it, and couple it, and the car is working excellent.
Wow. Fitz underscore kills. Thank you. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Your name and where you're calling from?
Hello, Adisa. Can you hear me now?
Calling from.
Your name and where you're calling from?
Jude. I'm my name.
Jude from Surulere.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Hi, Jude. So,
I want to know the level, how did they say this? That means the 24 years for long college. I want to call it.
We can barely hear you very well, Jude.
Hello?
Yeah, what are you saying? Could you come again?
I want to know the detail on how it is. I don't know how to describe your label.
Okay. We'll get across to you.
For semi-synthetic oil.
For semi-synthetic oil, the label, okay. Engineer Chris, can you hear that? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. He's saying
that. I couldn't hear what he was saying.
Yeah, Jude was saying that. How do you know or label the semi-synthetic oil so that they don't keep going to buy the other one that you've spoken about?
Oh, we're talking about oil.
Yeah, he called to ask that. How do you get the semi-synthetic oil? How do you know the semi-synthetic oil? How is it labeled? Kinwoma Kosilara.
The oils are littered everywhere. Once you get to anywhere you want to buy oil, if you see any oil,
network is a bit terrible tonight.
Oil.
If you see,
you understand.
Could you come again, sir?
Anywhere you get to and you see the oil, there are 20.
Hello? Network is terrible. Hello? Hello?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, you said that if they go to anywhere and they see 20W, what is it?
20W50 is a mineral oil.
Okay.
20W50 is a mineral oil. 5W20 is a synthetic oil.
Okay.
5W30 is a synthetic oil.
Semi-synthetic.
Like I said in my notes, top five things to know before changing an engine oil for your car. When you are at the gas station deciding which of the oil to buy, you might notice two types of categories of oil, or three or four, five types of category of oil. We have 5W30 and we have 20W50.
Okay.
But what to do, the numbers on it is a certified SAE. You see, SAE,
okay,
Certified Automobile Engineering. The Society of Automobile Engineering has developed a rating system that describes how well a particular engine oil will protect an engine under different conditions. The SAE rating number of viscosity are expressed as a followed by two different specifications. We have 10W40, which is synthetic oil. Do you understand?
Yeah. Engineer, let me...
We have 5W...
Okay, continue.
We have 5W20, which is synthetic oil.
Okay.
The 10W40 are mostly for high-performance engine.
Okay, like Ferraris, Lamborghinis, you know.
Yes, it works for all of them.
And possibly some Mercedes.
It works for 32-valve Land Cruiser. 5W20 is mostly recommended for those cars too because they are high performance oil.
So, but for the normal regular Toyota Camry, Sienna, Hondas, and
yes,
all.
Major, you see them. See, this oil that we are buying, there are some products you buy that they tell you 45,000. I'll tell you, don't buy name. Don't buy name.
Just buy the...
Anytime you want to buy oil.
Specification.
Buy the specification. Don't buy name.
Name.
The name you are buying is you are going to buy 1 gallon for times three of what you are buying.
Just find a lower brand with that same specification number.
Specification. Fine. Yeah.
So, let me quickly take this message. Fitz underscore Kells. My brother, you says that on Instagram Live, please, how do I get a honest assessment of my car so I will know the best mode of management? I drive an Avensis 2005. Come to the makeshift workshop on Saturday. Send a WhatsApp message on this Instagram Live that you are on. The makeshift workshop number is there. Send a WhatsApp message saying that I would like to be at your workshop on Saturday, although it comes at a cost. We will do a proper diagnosis of the vehicle physically, look at it thoroughly, tell you the things that your local mechanic might not even tell you, and then you can know the best form of management to go with going forward on Saturday morning. Yeah. That's for Fit underscore Kels on Instagram. 10 a.m. on Saturday, engineer says. Shirt Factory underscore man. Thank you. Engineer, if you can hear me, my name is Wale from Ojodu. I drive a Peugeot 206. The car vibrates when I'm driving at 80 kilometers per hour. What could be the problem, sir?
At 80 kilometers per hour, you experience vibration when you're driving. You tell him to go and do better balancing and alignment and tire rotation.
Okay. Balancing, yes.
And if it's vibrating, you should go and do solid wheel balancing and alignment. Sorry, I want to say balancing alignment.
Solid one. Okay, I hope he knows how to get the solid one. Fit underscore chaos. You can send the WhatsApp message now. So, but like I said, it comes at a cost to meet with the engineer. So we'll give you the address also. So let us know Friday. So somebody will respond to you, and of course we'll book you in for Saturday morning. So that will be that. Let's just take one or two more questions. Oh, we have a call. Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening. I call my name is Olavi.
Okay. You called earlier from Redemption Camp.
Yes.
Okay. Quickly, Olavi, quickly.
Sir, I drive Lexus 300.
Okay.
So each time I start, the engine vibrates. I brought in somebody to scan. He said they need to work on the cylinder. That's one of the catalysts. He gave me a deal. I paid. Still the same. It persists. Each time I go with AC, and I put it on drive, the whole body begins to vibrate.
The whole body. So, engineering Chris. I wish engineering Chris.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah. So he says that. Did you hear him? Did you hear all of
it? I lost him when he said they talked about the catalyst or so.
Yeah.
So I would like to understand what he meant.
But when the mechanic diagnosed, what code did he say he saw before he moved on to do the work? Because he'd be like, "Man, come on."
He said, "It's firing." That was what he told me.
Come again?
He said, "Misfiring." Man, no.
Misfiring. Like, okay, if you tell you misfiring is P03. Misfiring is. The misfiring, if you hear misfiring, it's telling you one or two of your cylinder is not working accurately.
Yeah, that was what he told
me. Yes. So it's going to remove the air vacuum cleaner. It's going to remove the air vacuum vacuum chamber on the engine because three plugs are in front and three are at the rear. Do you understand?
Let's come together.
Okay, I said your car is V6 engine car.
Yes, sir.
So if they need to change your plug, three plugs are in the front and three are at the back.
Yes, sir.
So it has an air regulating vacuum in ahead.
Okay.
Good. If they remove that, they'll remove the spark plug and check. But before they remove the spark plug, there are things they need to do. the first three in front, they will remove those first three in front to see if there's a leak or accumulation of debris on their neck. They'll say, okay.
Okay.
If the car has been diagnosed, they'll give you P0300, P03100. So if it's showing you P036, that tells you cylinder 6 and cylinder 4 are the one misfiring. So before he changed that plug, right, he would now change them from the former chamber where they are. I don't know, maybe you understand what I'm saying.
I understand.
Hello? He will remove the coil on cylinder number 4 to cylinder number 6. Okay. He will remove the one on cylinder number 6 to cylinder number 4. He will now start the car to be sure that those coils are working accurately. So he will disengage the nozzle socket. If that nozzle is not spraying, you will know automatically. But if it's spraying, you see the car. When they disengage it, the shaking will be much. But if it's not vibrating, that tells you that same nozzle is bad. Or they'll now lose the plug number 4 and look at it and change that plug. So if the plug does not work on the chamber where they remove it from, that tells you that the plug is bad.
Okay. Mr. Olabi, if you've gotten that, but in case you don't, you did not get it, or you still maybe possibly want a physical assessment of the vehicle with the engineer, it's fine. But I don't know if you've gotten what he said.
I would still prefer that I spend with it on what I get up. But I mean,
we can barely hear. Are you driving? There's a lot of noise of wind in the background.
Yeah, I'm driving.
Okay. You what did you say earlier?
I will probably prefer physical assessment.
Okay. So we'll call the number now, and then you send a message so you can meet us up on Saturday and somebody will respond to you.
No problem.
All right then. Thank you very much. So the number to meet with Engineer Increase on Saturday, Engineer Rumak on Saturday, near 080-944-96086. Again, 080-944-96086. You can go to any of our platforms in case you missed the number and then still find the number, either Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Just send a message, especially on Twitter, we are quick to respond. 080-944-96086. 080-944-96086. Send a WhatsApp message saying, I would like to book in my vehicle to meet with Engineer Increase on Saturday. So, while we say that, we just have to round up with just one or two questions. Ibik underscore Imam, Peter Locks underscore Locks 01 joined us live. Ibik underscore Imam, I don't know if you got the Meccano money last week, but it's quite painful if you did not get it, because you are part of one of our strongest followers on Instagram at the Car Love Show. So, Engineer Alexa, what happens when a car is not just shaking, but it's smelling? Does it have to do with brake caliper?
The only time your brake caliper starts giving you a problem is when it's binding. Mm-hmm. If brake caliper is not binding, you won't have any issues with that.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they change the brake pad that is not good and your disc is bad, you'll be hearing some sense of burning on that part.
Mm.
But majority of the time you hear smell in the car. If it's not coming from on proper burnt engine oil, that tells you that oil is dropping on your exhaust pipe or inside your exhaust pipe, and it's going to affect the catalyst.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Those are the challenges you see.
Okay. I wish Engineer Taufik was here. We once spoke about the topic, what's that smell, what's that sound? But how do you determine what's happening when a car starts smelling? I don't know if you have that feel like rotting egg and it's shaking. Could it be an issue of fuel pressure regulator? Could it be, I'm thinking, could it be catalytic converter? What could it be?
Correct. The minute you start to smell unwanted smell in your car, the first thing they will check is your catalytic converter.
Mm.
And you know what damages the more in Nigeria? Is the oil that we use.
Mm.
I said this before. I said the intelligent one now becoming the downside. The unintelligent are being on top.
Mm. Mm.
You know, imagine you go into a workshop on a white shirt and you're talking to a mechanic, and the mechanic is doing 360 where your road is 100 kilometers per hour. Same question. The mechanic that do not have the experience is teaching you that have the experience what to do and how to go about it.
All right, then.
A majority of the vehicle owners, these are the victim of what they fall into.
Hmm.
That's why I said we need to work on ourselves. We need to build ourselves. We need to help ourselves grow to know, to discern which is the right and which is the wrong.
Okay. So this one says, why does my car misfire and smell like gas when I'm driving?
Unburned fuel. If your cylinder chamber is not burning accurately, it will be smelling like gas.
Okay.
Yes, if it's not burning when the way it should burn. If you have what they call unburned fuel, the cylinder chamber will just be accumulating at a point, that phase. Your oil ring will start getting expanding. Fuel is affecting the cylinder head. You're not getting complete combustion. And secondly, your oil chamber is expanding. So you'll be facing these challenges regularly. That's why I advise every vehicle owner, at least get engine flush once a year. Yeah. Flush your engine.
This engine flush, how often does one need to use it? Like you said, once a year, but how much? Like, I don't think it's something that is common amidst Nigerian drivers.
Nigerian drivers don't pay attention. The engine flush they buy is the one that come with what's it called? Retina. That one is white. They just buy it and turn inside their engine. No. The real engine flush is expensive. It might cost you up to 15, 20, 30,000. So when you use that one, can you hear me? Adisa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, so once you use that one, once in your engine, every debris that, every sludge that has been deposited inside your engine, okay, you will need to open your oil pan to do what? To get it clean. If you clean it, that is going to run for almost 5 minutes.
Mm.
And that 5 minutes, it will be fighting as if antibiotics is fighting in your system. It will fight any sludge that he sees. He will pull it down. So by the time you drain it and put a new oil, you experience rough idling the very first week. There's no how you experience it. You experience it.
And after that, the rough idling will just clear out.
We stop. The performance will increase excellently.
Okay. We have to run out of the studio. So that will be the size of the show tonight. Thank you, engineer, for joining us. And like we said, if you are coming on Saturday, 08094496086 is the number to send a WhatsApp message to, and we'll book you in for Saturday. Engineer Increase can be found at radio_mechanic88, and I can be found personally on Instagram at @AdisaTheEnigma. Follow the show on all platforms at The Car Love Show, and of course, follow us at Lagos Talks 913. So we'll meet again next week, and for those who are meeting again this week,
please sound the alarm. It's not Car Love.
It's Car Love Show. Thank you. That will be the size of the show. Thank you very much for listening. See you next week.
Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.